At any given moment in life, we must recognize that we are always becoming something. We are becoming a parent, a friend, a sibling, a leader. We never truly arrive at one point in life and stop becoming. Don't get lost with where you are. Consider where you're headed with Jesus. See, this truth not only applies to our physical lives, but our spiritual ones. We must recognize that becoming is not a one-time deal. Experience teaches us that life progresses in stages, and when progress occurs, so does growth. Our encounter with God causes a shift from simply knowing about Him to having a personal relationship with Him. Additionally, being grounded in a supportive community can help establish our values, equip our serving, and empower our generosity. As Christ's ambassadors, it's our duty to make disciples and further His kingdom in every phase of life. Over the next few minutes, we're going to take some time to remove distractions from our lives and focus on exactly who we are becoming in Jesus. Go on ahead and get comfortable in a position as we start with our eyes open, aware of the space we are in and our surroundings. Maybe you're not in a space that's perfectly quiet. That's okay. Just begin taking deep breaths and be present, aware of the movement happening all around us. Let's breathe together. In through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Just take some time to relax the body and mind. In the next out-breath, gently close your eyes. In through the nose and out through the mouth. To discover why on earth we are here, we must encounter the one who created us. God doesn't just want to encounter us. He loves us enough to establish fundamentals in our lives. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5 says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from the pit and crowns me with love and compassion, who satisfies my desires with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles." This verse reveals that as we encounter God, we see that He forgives sins, heals, and redeems us. It's important to note that it isn't by our efforts that any of this is done. It's by the grace of Jesus Christ. We were the lost ones He sought out to find. Let's take some time and thank the Lord for His love and compassion. Repeat after me. Thank you, God, for your merciful forgiveness. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for redeeming my life. Let's take some time to pray, thanking God for your salvation. Remember the encounter of His unending grace crashing over you like a wave, so unfathomable, so undeserved, overwhelming. The psalmist shows us that God establishes our desires with good things. Psalm 37:4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Learn to receive the desires that God wants to place in your heart. Begin to let go of your selfish intentions and rely on God's will for your life. Not my will, but yours, Lord. Let's establish some truths in our lives. Through sadness, I know the joy of the Lord is my strength. Although I am weak, He remain strong. Even when I feel defeated, I know I am more than a conqueror. Jesus has set us free, and we are free indeed, according to John chapter 8, verse 36. Declare that over yourself as you continue with your day. Jesus has set me free, and I am free indeed. Take some time to pray for God to purify your priorities, that He begins to establish the right beliefs in your heart. Pray also for those around you, that you may be edified by godly relationships established in community. We're all equipped for a communal purpose, to save lost souls, and a unique purpose to use our specific talents. Let's celebrate the fact that who we are becoming is aligning with who we are called to be. Let's pray together that God continues to reveal Himself to us and use us for His purpose. Believe in your heart today and declare that I am a child of God. I am becoming spiritually established by the renewing of my mind. Jesus has equipped me as His ambassador. I am a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. I believe that Christ is working in me, and I am aware of the Holy Spirit in my life. Who I am is becoming.